is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
We're going to talk about boyfriends, girlfriends for a moment. Unfortunately, both of my daughters are at the age where they're starting to have boyfriends. I hate it. with that being said, did you know that there are lies that girlfriends will tell boyfriends?
What the hell you say?
Yes.
Wait, allegedly, hold on. Stop the show. Yeah. Women lie to men?
Yes, sometimes. Well, we know men lie to women all the time.
Yes,
but
of course.
In this particular case, for the sake of the show, we're going to talk about lies that women tell their boyfriends. And I'm just going to ask Shelley if she's... Now, this is before you married Eric.
Okay, yeah, so let's get him out of the equation.
Take him out of the question.
Thank you.
He is a loving husband. You got a wonderful relationship. You're happily married. All those great things. But before you were married, you dated a few other guys. And with that being said, have you ever said to any of them, looking at them straight in the face, I wouldn't change a thing about you?
I mean, I don't know that I've straight up said that to them, but I could see myself saying that to them. Yeah, okay.
I could too. In fact, when Rod was reading some of these to me yesterday, I was like, I can imagine Shelley responding to this now going, but I meant it.
Yeah, I did. Like, yeah. Like,
all right, how about this one?
Now looking back, red flag.
How about this one? I love sports.
No, never said that one.
Yeah. I've had girlfriends look at me straight in the face, and I follow football. And then you're watching the game, and they're like, so who's on base?
NASCAR. Yeah. I had an ex who loved NASCAR, and I watched it with him for him. But
for somebody who doesn't like sports, NASCAR is probably the worst sport to watch.
It's pretty boring.
Yeah, that and soccer, no offense.
Shut it.
Okay, how about this one? It doesn't bother me if you look at other women.
Never said that.
Okay. How about, it doesn't matter how much you make.
Wait, hold on. Going back to that look at other women. Now I say that. I never said that to boyfriends, but now I'm like, well, you don't. I got.
Well, it's a lot harder.
Got two kids.
Yeah.
Now.
Where the hell are you going?
Go ahead. Please look. Enjoy. Yeah. Like, please your eyes. Yeah. Whatever. You know. Don't touch. But
yeah. Right. Yeah. Window shop. Yeah.
All right. How about this? It doesn't matter how much you make.
It doesn't matter how much you make. Has been every dude I've ever dated in my life.
I love spending time with your mom.
Oh yeah. there's been a couple where I mean actually yeah. now Eric, again Eric's mom is like one of my BFFs.
But
I wouldn't change anything about you or your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about I'm not mad at you.
It's fine. Everything's fine. It's fine.
All right, that one we know is universal.
Plus, when I'm mad, can you guys tell? Like, it's always written all over my face when I'm angry. Like, my brows just sink. Yeah. I can't help it. I won't make eye contact. Like, it's obvious.
You know what? I'm oblivious.
Oh, really?
I've never been mad at you, Rod.
Okay.
Like, you've never given me a reason.
No, but I've seen you be mad.
Yeah, yeah. I've been mad here.
All right, how about this one? You're the best I've ever had. You're absolutely the best.
I've said that right. A few times.
All right.
The best ever.
I don't mind if you go to strip clubs with the guys.
I've never said that. I wouldn't mean it if I did.
But it's just looking, not touching.
Here's one I'm accustomed to in my married life.
wait. That going to strip clubs thing, like, it's fine. Like, I don't care if Eric looks at porn, for example, if you so chose to.
Right.
However, I would have a problem with, like, cam girls because that's my money.
Yeah,
like, I don't want you to pay for a porn.
Yeah,
like, that's my money. So I don't really want him to go to a strip club because that's my money. Spend that money on me.
So if one of his buddies is like, hey, we're going, it's on me.
Yeah, it's all on him. And he doesn't have to take a credit card or a
wallet. Leave your wallet at home.
Yeah.
You know?
Then not so bad. But
Just checking.
But don't spend any of my
money.
Where
the line is, but, you know.
Okay, well, that's a perfect segue into the next lie that women tell their boyfriends. And this one, I'm actually sometimes, I shouldn't get myself in trouble here, so I'll just...
You're gonna.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to.
Tell your boyfriend what?
No, my boyfriend. No, it wasn't that expensive.
You've said so many things over the years.
All right. Size doesn't matter. It's how you use it, babe.
Wait, is that a lie?
Yeah.
I've never said that to a dude because that would be so awkward to be like, I mean, I know it's teeny tiny, but this worked.
Could you imagine?
Well.
It's so cute, though. Look at that.
If you're dealing with the lap pinky,
then
you know. Like, you're aware. The right. lie is almost annoying.
Okay, two more here. Actually, three more. He's just my friend.
Well.
Ever
yeah,
do that?
Yeah, well, Eric was just my friend for like 5 years before we dated, so.
Yeah, but you weren't, but were you dating anyone else at the time? Yeah, you were, right?
Yeah, and he was just my friend oh,
okay.
for but were a
you
portion
ever,
of that.
Were you ever questioned about it?
Not Eric, but others. There have been other dudes that have been my friends that were really just my friends. And I meant it.
Oh,
but I meant it.
I meant it. And you're the best I've ever had.
I would like to point out that over all the time that I've been friends with Shelly, I have been questioned that way. And I'm like, no, we are legitimately just friends. Like, that's
it. Last two here. Your friends are great. I love hanging out with them.
Laughing is like pleading the fifth, right?
Yes, pleading the fifth. Okay. And finally this one. It's okay. I won't get mad if you say I look fat in this.
Oh, yeah. See,
that's a trap.
That is.
That's a trap.
One time, Eric told me what I was wearing, I wouldn't like how it looked in pictures. And I was so offended and angry, but also now I trust him forever.
Yeah.
Because he will tell me.
I will say, that's a good way to say it. As opposed to being like, those jeans make you look fat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, being like, you won't like how that looks on you.
Yeah, you won't like when you see the pictures.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
your friends will take all the pictures and you won't like it.
That's a good way, because he throws the blame back on you for because he's like, I mean, I think you look good in everything, but you won't like how that looks on
you. And I was really mad at him for saying it, but then I was also like, now I do trust him forever. He will tell me the truth.
Yeah, to me, this is for a guy, you know.
Nightmare scenario.
Yeah, my survival instincts would kick in and immediately go, no, you don't look fat.
My survival instincts. Rod's fight or flight kicks in.
Yeah.
She asks the question, he just runs from the room.
Yes. Yeah, I quickly see that guy from Star Wars, you know, Akbar. It's a trap. It's a trap. All right. Well, thank you for being honest with us, Shelly. Hopefully that helps a lot of the boyfriends out there listening to Rumble in the Morning.
You have to remember, we're men, so she could have been lying to us, too.
That's right. She could have been. Yeah. This whole thing is a lie.
That's right.